AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he and Chinese President Xi Jinping today agreed to stabilize relations, and Beijing says the meeting marks a new beginning. Blinken on his mission.
Open channels of communication, both to address misperceptions, miscalculations, to ensure that that competition doesn't veer into conflict.
But China rebuffed his request to bolster military communications. More than 300,000 customers across the South remain without power amid sweltering heat after damaging weekend storms. Tornadoes overnight in Mississippi killed at least one person. In California, President Biden announced $600 million for projects to address climate change.
That funding can help ensure our electric grid is stronger, that the lights and air conditioning and internet stay on during heat waves and storms.
Biden is ramping up his reelection effort with four fundraisers in the San Francisco area. And Britain's House of Commons has endorsed a report finding former Prime Minister Boris Johnson lied to lawmakers about parties in his office during the pandemic that flouted lockdown rules. Ed Donahue has details.
The vote was resounding.
The ayes to the right, 354. The noes to the left, 7.
It's been called the Partygate scandal. Birthday gatherings, garden parties, and wine time Fridays during the pandemic at 10 Downing Street.
Boris Johnson is a liar.
Mr. Johnson undermined and attacked our democratic institutions.
Johnson's predecessor as Prime Minister, Theresa May, says this was an important vote.
If people see us making rules for them and acting as if they are not for us, that trust that I spoke about between the public and Parliament is undermined.
This strips Johnson of his lifetime access to Parliament. He is furious about the report, calling its conclusions deranged and accusing its members of a protracted political assassination. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. A three-time All-Star is on the move and set to form the NBA's newest super team in Phoenix. Gethin Coolbaugh has the story.
Bradley Beal will soon be part of the NBA's newest Big Three after the three-time All-Star guard agreed to be traded to the Phoenix Suns and team up with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. The Washington Wizards and the Suns agreed to a deal on Sunday, according to an AP source. The person says Phoenix agreed to send Chris Paul, Landry Shamet, and a package of future second-round picks to Washington. Beal's agent says he waived his no-trade clause to make the deal happen. The 29-year-old has averaged 22.1 points per game across 11 NBA seasons, all with the Wizards. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
One Juneteenth matinee in Major League Baseball. In Washington, Brendan Donovan and Paul Goldschmidt hit back-to-back homers in the fifth inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals rallied from an early 5-0 deficit to beat the Nationals 8-6. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save.